And welcome to Stations Across Australia, rejoining the Ray Hadley Morning Program. The announcement has just been made by the Bureau of Stats, David Kalish, the boss of the Bureau. The yes vote has won overwhelmingly. 61.6% of respondents said yes to same-sex marriage, 38.4% said no. The raw figures, there were 12,727,000 people who responded, almost 80%, 79.9%. A response rate, and remarkably 18 and 19 year olds responded to the tune of 78%, a high figure for those young people. Every state returned between 77.9 and 82.4%, bar the Northern Territory, which had a response rate of 58.4. So 7.8 million people or thereabouts voted yes, 61.6% of the population eligible to vote, and who did vote, the no was 4.8 million, 38.4%. 38.4%, so it's an overwhelming majority for the yes vote. Now, then the games begin. There will now be two private members' bills put before Parliament, both from Liberal senators, one from Senator Smith in Western Australia, one from Senator Patterson in Victoria. One goes further than the other, giving protection to a whole range of people. The preferred option from the Prime Minister is the one from Senator Smith in Western Australia. There'll be a free vote, and the matter will now be carried before the lower house and the upper house, and no doubt it will be carried across the nation. But it will be up to the government to determine which of the private members' bill it supports. And there are Conservative MPs who are very, not so much, and many of them would have voted yes, I suspect, but they're very unhappy about the fact that there will be implications for a whole range of people in relation to same-sex marriage, even if they did vote yes. And they're happy for the yes vote to be carried, but they want to make sure there are protections given to people in various areas. So it's an over, as it was suggested by everyone, the yes vote was carried overwhelmingly. 61.6%, 7.8 million of the respondents voted yes, 4.8 million said no, which equates to 38.4%. The one thing I would say to people, and there are a lot of them out there who voted no, this is the will of the people. This is where we live. We live in a democracy. And the will of the people is, of the respondents, and it's quite a remarkable turnout when you think about it, 79.9%, it's the will of the people, and the will of the people says, yes, we should allow same-sex marriage. The next step will be to offer protection to people who don't agree with that decision in relation to how they conduct their business or their religious affairs. And there must be some protection offered to those people in relation to that. But I would ask everyone that listened to this program, and I hope it's all of you, accept the will of the people. I have not, through any of this debate, suggested you should vote yes or vote no. It's a very personal and private matter depending on your circumstances. But it is obvious that the overwhelming majority of respondents, and we are talking about 12.7 million Australians responded, and 7.8 million of them said yes. So I hope we don't see complaints and whinging and whining. It was a free vote. It's been carried. We need to get on with our lives and accommodate that vote. And obviously there's great celebrations across the capital cities to that yes vote, and to the people who supported it publicly, they're to be congratulated. To the people who voted no, there should be no recriminations. They voted no and they've lost. The yes vote has been carried overwhelmingly.